This neighborhood is, of course, now known as the Jewish Lower East Side. Yet, even in the 1800s, it was a vibrant melting pot. Germans mingled with Irish, Italians, Jews, African Americans, and Chinese. The Irish were one of the first groups to arrive, settling nearby in the notorious Five Points District. As men and women prepared to leave Ireland, expecting never to return, friends and family often mourned them as if dead and held what they called an American wake. The Italians settled both in the Five Points and west of the Bowery in what became known as Little Italy. While their numbers were comparatively small, their influence on New York City was substantial, as evidenced today in areas like Soho and Greenwich Village. So, while the Irish and Italians adjusted to their new Jewish neighbors, boys like Jimmy Cagney, who grew up here, became adept Yiddish conversationalists. Every Irish cop, it seemed, learned some Yiddish and often attached Jewish amulets to his whistle cord for good luck. But life here was not without conflict. The Irish and Italian gangs controlled the East River docks, and, in the opinion of one local resident, their firm grip on the waterfront was the reason that so few Jewish boys of his generation learned how to swim. Yet street life makes you tough, and it didn't take long for even the newest greenhorn to develop an American swagger.